This is Big Girl Pants Podcast, episode 54.
Hi! Welcome to Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we're here to talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life. We as women know what it feels like to try to be super mom, super fit, wrinkle-free.
All the while climbing the corporate ladder.
Sound familiar? Then this show is for you.
So stay tuned.
Okay.
So, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I know.
So we have a guest with us here today. We have the beautiful Sherry Hasty, who is, I asked her, everybody, before I said it, but I'm like, can I tell people how old you are? She's almost 50, y'all. And I'm telling you, when we post the pictures, you're all going to say...
You're going to be like 36,
first
maybe.
Of all, how?
Yeah.
Two, I want to be like that.
Yeah, me too.
And, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
What are your secrets?
Your skin is flawless.
Flawless.
Your body is flawless. It's amazing. Y'all, stalk her on Facebook because
for sure.
There's some pictures that
she's
it's just
super
like,
hot.
What?
Yeah.
My husband would leave me for her.
She's like, just saying he may or may not have said that before.
He may. I'm not saying she would take him, but
had he the opportunity, he would take it.
So you are pretty fabulous.
Well, thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
How do you got first? Because I feel like the outsider, but
oh, yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
Well, we actually lived at the same place
for
a little while, the Fiore, which was when Brad and I sold our house where the kids grew up after they both moved out for, you know, doing their own lives. For doing their own lives. We moved into a high rise in Addison, which is called the Fiore,
yep.
And I met her there. So Taylor's mother-in-law, Jessica,
yeah.
also lived there and had a Botox party. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And so she came over. I met her then. And you know, I will always love you because at that party, you're like, yeah, you don't really need to do it yet. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you.
The second time I met her, she's like, yeah, it's time.
It's probably, so, you should probably do it now.
She's like, yeah, now.
She's
now
like,
it's
your
time.
Life is a little more stressful. So, and I can tell.
A little bit older.
In your forehead, no big deal.
Well, it was 4 years actually later, or three yeah. years later. So, anyway, so she does my Botox for me. Which I love. You do a fabulous job and I'm so addicted to it now. So thank you.
You're welcome.
But also she's just a unique, really cool person, with a really cool story. So
sure.
yeah, like yeah. bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And I just,
everything.
Yeah. And a grandma.
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
Do you ever take, your grandson out in public and people think he's yours?
Yes.
Yeah. yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my daughter, they think she's my sister.
Oh yeah. I get that still with my kids. I have not had somebody thinks the baby is mine. So, but I have asked somebody has asked me, is that your grandbaby? Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Thanks
wow,
guys.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the answer is yeah, but damn. So I'm like, need more Botox. Sherry, help me. So anyway,
so you came to the Botox party mm-hmm. at the Fiore.
Yes.
But what do you do? Like, do you do Botox full time? Do you work
yes.
for a spa?
Okay. Yeah, so okay. yeah, I have a spa.
Cool.
That's
hers.
In Addison. Yeah.
yeah.
But
in Addison.
In Addison.
What's it called?
Yes. Per Sempre Bella.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been doing this 20 years. So,
oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Injecting and also do fillers.
Okay.
So, but.
And kind of a skincare enthusiast, I would say.
Yeah.
Like you always
yeah.
have great recommendations and.
Well, I worked in dermatology too.
Okay.
So
in dermatology. That's what
for
I was
5 years
like...
and then plastic surgery, 15 years.
Got it.
I taught injections
sure.
for 5 years.
What is your title?
Registered nurse and RN.
So you're a nurse, but you also have injectables.
Yes.
That certification or
yes,
whatever.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right.
And a plastic surgery certified nurse certification.
Got it.
Yes. Wow.
Because I remember, like, I used to, when I first started in staffing, we used to place some healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
And I came across a couple of nurses that had injectables.
Exactly.
And I was like, what does that mean?
It's a yeah, yeah. specific certification.
But you have to have
yes.
that to be
yeah.
able to do that. Okay.
Correct.
Cool. So so obviously you're a nurse. When did you start nursing, and then when did you transition into like injectables and plastic surgery and stuff like that?
So crazy enough, I graduated in 1999 from nursing school with
okay.
Originally wanting to be a NICU nurse.
Okay.
So nursery specialized, but I was married and my ex-husband had transferred us to Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
and he took a traveling job. So
okay.
I was looking actually... the hair removal just came out back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So permanent. So
yeah,
I wanted
lasers.
To go. Yeah, lasers.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to have that done because sure. I was from a small town. We didn't have it. So I go in, and of course, back then I didn't know any better. I was in my 20s tanning. So you cannot do laser on tan skin, otherwise you'll burn. So they sent me home with a bleaching cream, and I had to keep coming back for checks. Unfortunately, I'm dark-complected, and would just never lighten up enough. Yeah. And on the third visit, they said, oh, you're a nurse. Would you like a job? We're in need of a nurse to learn to be a laser tech. And, you know,
and you're like, yes.
And you can get free hair removal. I'm like, yes, sign me. So the great part of that is the industry was just evolving, and I took a job. I was very fortunate enough to, they were wanting to open a spa mm-hmm. with aesthetics, and so they actually sent me to L.A., my first time ever out of Texas, to go to L.A. to learn how to on Beverly Hills or downtown. I learned how to do all these facials that were, like, from Beverly Hills.
Right.
So that was kind of the start. And, of course, that's when the UV camera came out where they take a picture of you and you see your sun damage. Yeah. I was the one who laid out with baby oil on top, the iodine stuff. So it was really, really bad. So at that point became, I was 29, never going to see the sun again, and started doing more skincare treatments.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had the hair removal, but it took about probably another 5 years until, like, the photofacial laser came out to treat sun damage.
Yeah.
So as things evolved and came out, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time and
learned.
You
were, like, literally, right on the cusp.
Exactly.
Like, you got to,
when it first developed.
You got to progress. Like, your career got to progress.
Correct.
With, like, all of these.
And I got to learn not to, you know, get in the sun, wear a sunscreen.
Right.
I saw women. We were dermatologists, so we cut off skin cancer every day. So I learned all about that.
Yeah.
So the women that never got in the sun had beautiful porcelain skin. The girls that were baking themselves like me, I mean, their skin texture was different.
Right.
Of course, they're getting skin cancer. So at that point, you know, I started dipping into, you know, getting the facials done, the retinas, things like that.
Yeah.
So I probably did that for 5 years. And then my husband's job transferred us here to Dallas.
Okay.
And a plastic surgeon was looking for a laser tech. So
Perfect.
He hired me in. And back then it was like collagen injections and their nurse was leaving. So he asked me if I would, you know, follow her and learn how to do that. And so I learned how to do collagen. And in about 2004 is when the hyaluronic acid, Restylane and stuff came out, invented.
Yeah.
So, but I went through about five or six different things that got pulled off the market because, what it was made out of, I guess,
sure.
and allergy testing, stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. When I did the fillers, I just happened to be working for the right doctor and took off, and I was the only one injecting in Dallas.
Wow.
Became the number one nurse injector in the country back then.
That's awesome.
So
did they send people like to you to train and stuff
What ended up happening is the pharmaceutical company offered me a job to go work for them full time.
Oh.
And so I left the plastic surgeon and I taught nurses and doctors across the U.S. for 5 years how to inject, you know, fillers.
Wow.
And
So, okay, break it down for those of us who are listening who have no idea what a filler is. Like,
filler is something that you would put to reinflate your face.
Okay.
So, like, example,
and where would you put those?
So lips is the biggest thing.
Right.
Ever since the Kardashians came, that kind of exploded. But it's a hyaluronic acid. It's
just thanks, like Kylie Jenner.
a man-made sugar kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of a consistency of like jelly, if you want to say. But we just inject it like your cheeks, your lips, any lines,
cheeks,
fold,
like top of the cheeks.
Anywhere.
You
can
okay.
do hands, earlobes, temples, anywhere that you're losing volume. Yeah, there's not any place that
earlobes?
We can stick. Yeah, earlobes.
Okay.
We do earlobes when people's earrings start falling down.
Oh.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Your hands
That's why
are
I don't
aging.
Like wearing like heavy earrings, like Kendra Scott. Like
exactly.
They're so heavy.
You'll see your ears almost get torn, and that's why they used to stitch them back up.
Right.
Oh, now you can just
get filler.
Filler, yes, definitely.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So my daughter said, Mom, don't do fillers because it falls, and then your face looks weird.
It doesn't fall. Because it's only temporary, so it'll last 4 to 6 months.
Oh,
so
okay.
So actually it builds collagen. It's a prevention thing.
Okay.
Now, not to say that you can't get a specific certain filler that actually is placed in the wrong area, maybe lower here, that can be like
sure.
up.
Sure.
Or looks like it's falling or pulling down like
well,
a
that,
bulldog-ish.
I think I told you last
Jowls.
Time I met
Jowls.
You
Jowls.
That when I look in the mirror, this right here is really sagging and it's so weird to see it.
So if you put the filler on the outside of that, it's going to make it look longer, heavier. But if you come in on the inside of that, then it makes it disappear.
So in the right place.
Correct.
That's also why you have to make sure, like, especially with shows like Botched, where people like go to Mexico and they get like cement like injected into their butt. Yes. So like, if you're going to get plastic surgery for real, if you're going to manipulate your image, you have to go to the right place. Like, you have to do your homework and your research and make sure that you're going to someone who's certified
and who understands what they're doing.
Oh my god.
Not
gosh,
just certified, but also knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. These stories are insane.
Yeah, I've watched that show. It is a little bit scary.
And it happens daily.
Literally. They'll just go down there and they're like, oh my gosh, but it's so much cheaper and whatever. And they come back with cement in their butt.
So outside of like cosmetic kind of alterations that you can do, like Botox and fillers and things like that, what would you say are like the number three must-dos?
Top three
for people who maybe aren't there yet. Maybe they're in their 20s and 30s and you're like,
hi,
prevention.
Me. Yeah.
Well, yeah, perfect. So people like April, where it's more preventative, what would you say your number three or top three things would be?
Number one, sunscreen. No
sunscreen. Sunscreen for sure.
No sun. What I learned in the skincare industry is vitamin C is very important for your skin because it's an antioxidant. So it helps with pollutants, but it also is an interior barrier to the sun rays. So if you had used vitamin C for years and left off your sunscreen, you're not going to get the depth of the sun and the aging effects as somebody who did not.
Okay.
So your skincare is very important to start taking care of. I tell people, don't sleep in your makeup.
You need to wash your
makeup off every day. And you've got to do some type of moisturizer if you can't afford, you know, expensive products, but at least a moisturizer to keep, you know, your skin lubricated.
Yeah. Is there a difference in expensive moisturizers and those that are maybe like over the counter? Because you read conflicting stories.
Of course, always.
So what I learned, it doesn't matter what you cleanse your face with, as long as you're not using Dial soap and stripping your face of pH. Same thing with moisturizer, sunscreens. Your key factors are going to be things like your vitamin C's, your retinols, your prescription retin A. As long as you have an active ingredient to rebuild your collagen, then it doesn't matter what you wash with. You don't even need a toner. That's just, you know, if that makes you feel better because it smells good, put it on. And even we always in the dermatologist recommend Cetaphil products. They're at
what
Walmart.
Is that?
Cetaphil. It's at Walmart.
It's like the most gentle.
Gentle.
Like,
there's no fragrance. Yeah. It's non-comedogenic, which means you can't get acne. They have like
is that the brand or is that something?
Yes, Cetaphil. It's like the
Cetaphil. Oh, CETA.
Exactly. So that's a great line.
It's been around forever.
Forever. Yeah. And then like me, you know, back in the 90s, they came out with a stem cell that you apply topically. Mm-hmm. It's called TNS. So it builds collagen. So you can wash with everything with Cetaphil and just put your TNS on at night or a Retin-A.
And where do you get TNS?
TNS, now you can get it on dermstore.com. It used to only be sold in a dermatologist's office, plastic surgeon's office.
I'm looking it up right now. Yes.
So we'll use you as an example too, because obviously, I mean, you look amazing, like amazing.
Well,
so what is it that you do? And with all of the experience that you've had, how do you take care of your skin? Like obviously you don't sleep in your makeup. Wash your face, et cetera.
The main thing is, which I didn't do back in the day, was, of course, sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It can be snowing, raining, 20 below zero. You've got to put it on every day.
Yeah.
So, and...
What if somebody's makeup has sunscreen? Is that enough?
Yeah, does that count?
No, it's not. Because it kind of, you can tell your makeup kind of gets wiped off during the day. So I'm more of, you need to put on at least a SPF 15 if you work indoors.
And do you have a recommendation for one that goes well under makeup?
I do. I like, there's one called Tizo. It's T-I-Z-O.
That's what I have. That's a tinted one, right?
Yeah, a tinted one. It's anti-aging. It's a great sunscreen. Neutrogena makes one. Almay makes one.
Okay.
What I learned in dermatology is you need one that's zinc oxide. So you have zinc, which is your physical barrier, where the light kind of reflects off.
Yeah.
Very important for people that are olive complected. Your Parasols and your PABAs are chemical sunscreens. Some people are allergic to it. It'll sweat off. It's not as good of a sunscreen as your zinc ones. Zinc is what they normally put on little kids and babies. It's not toxic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to get a better sunblock from doing a complete zinc versus. So just read your ingredients.
Sure.
You've got some of those that you spray on that are more chemical.
Yeah.
And they're going to sweat off.
Well, plus those have alcohol in them anyway.
Exactly.
So you're literally spraying alcohol on your skin.
Yeah. So the Tizo is an anti-aging. It's got other little ingredients in it. You can get it tinted and it goes really nice under your makeup.
Okay.
So since the early 90s, I've used vitamin C every morning on my face. I put my sunscreen on.
Like a serum?
Yes. It's a vitamin C serum. Mm. It's SkinCeuticals. So SkinCeuticals was a pharmaceutical brand actually based here in Dallas. So what sold me on is we had to come down. I was in Oklahoma for a workshop. And our lady that was speaking, which was a rep, told us that she had been putting the vitamin C on her neck, which, of course, I forgot to think about, you know,
neck, face and neck.
Yeah,
right.
It was just face.
And chest and
exactly.
all that, yeah.
So she got diagnosed with throat cancer. She went in for radiation treatments, and when she completed them, everybody was astounded, like, wow, you did not get the damage on your skin that you should have. It should have fried the skin texture. But because she used the vitamin C, the radiation... It protected her skin and didn't damage it.
That's amazing.
That was powerful.
Yeah.
So definitely. So
you're like, well, if it works for radiation,
exactly.
I think I'm going to put it on my face.
Yeah. And that's what it's for. It's supposed to like, you know, bounce off, you know, all this stuff. So, I love that brand. It's a little pricier, but you can still find something a little bit, as long as it's a vitamin C. What we tell you about the over-the-counter, say, let's go Walgreens or CVS.
Yeah. Or Target.
Target.
There's
a
brand that's like Avalon Organics, I think, that's like all orange or yellow, and they...
Exactly.
They boast that they have
a
lot of vitamin C.
You're going to get more of like a 2%-ish versus if you had a pharmaceutical, you're going to get more of a 20%-ish.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. So, of course, then when you apply it, you'll notice the difference. You get more of a sting tingle because it's more concentrated because of the laws. Same thing for retinol. You can get an over-the-counter retinol like the
for
Rock
sure.
or something.
That's
right.
what I use,
But the dermatologist will prescribe you the prescription Retin-A, but when you pick that up, it's like if you're planning on getting pregnant, no, you cannot use while pregnant. You can't use while nursing because it's such a high concentrated vitamin A. It
right.
is toxic to a fetus and a
right.
baby. So, you know, they used to make you sign contracts when you used to pick that up from the
Yeah, and they used to make sure that your
exactly.
prenatal vitamins didn't have too much vitamin A.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
of the toxicity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but of course, it's more potent and it does help shrink pores. Of course, you're going to be peeling, but it will make you susceptible of sunburning. So you've got to be super careful going out in the sun.
Got
right.
it.
So we always recommend, you know, try and use it in the winter and just really, really hit it hard. And
okay.
just don't forget the rest of your body.
Right.
You know?
And peels. You're an advocate for like getting
yes,
peels.
Yes, chemical peels, definitely. You want to turn over that dead skin every year. You know, it does turn over every 7 years, but if you are going to spend all summer in the pool, getting chemical peels, using retinols and stuff, you're trying to prevent getting skin cancer, getting all those dead cells that are sitting there waiting to turn into skin cancer.
Yeah.
So it's really good for anti-aging. So I try to teach people, because my millennials are coming in now for Botox at 18, 19, 20, I'll send them off and just put them, here, invest in your skin.
Yeah.
Do this great skincare line. Go get some chemical peels.
Yeah.
I started probably in my 30s. Phytofacials. We were talking about phytofacials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is for broken capillaries, brown spots, helps keep the pores tight. Any kind of heat and trauma is going to recreate collagen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your collagen, create your
of
own
course.
Collagen.
Yeah.
Not wait until you later down the road, and then you're going to have to get all these fillers.
It's too far
right.
gone.
It's too
yeah.
far gone. Because then... you can do them, but it's just not going to look as natural.
Sure.
And it's super expensive. So
right.
why not start younger?
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And catch
with the
it
less expensive
with the
treatments.
Less expensive. And, you know, I was just at a plastic surgery convention this past fall, and they're saying, well, you know, injectables are up 187%. And if plastic surgery's down, but the technology is going into all the anti-aging. You see, there's now the cool sculpting that's,
yeah.
you
yep.
know,
yeah.
you know,
that can freeze your fat
freeze
off.
Your fat off. And then the tightening of the skin. And so there's so much technology. There's a lot of anti-aging stuff. So it's better to put your money there.
Sure.
And do smaller, littler things, but you got to take care of the whole thing.
Of course.
Yeah, most people are just doing back. So when we did facelifts, people would get a facelift. But then their neck was crinkly
right.
and their
chest.
Like, and yeah, and you're like, okay, you don't match anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're going to start something, you've got to take care of from the top of your head down to your décolleté. And now I'm becoming, because I'm almost 50, more anal about my hands.
Hands.
Try to get the creams on the hands. I try and drive underneath my steering wheel this way, upside down, so that my hands are not in the sun. You
mine
know,
have,
through.
I'm getting
time.
Spots. It's like sun. Age spots
yep.
on
yeah.
exactly.
my hands.
So photofacial, fix that.
Yeah, oh, really?
Or chemical peel. Yeah, and then
can you chemical peel my hands?
Yeah, so, yeah, but I forget. I even in this industry forget to put sunscreen on my hands. So
right.
I'm more here and like whoops. So
yeah.
And like I said, I've always driven, trained, and I tell people it's good to sleep on your back because if you sleep on your face, you're going to cause wrinkles.
Wrinkles, yeah.
Yes,
and then like
I've
silk pillowcases.
That,
just
but
in
I'm
case
almost
you
like
sleep
my
on your side
sleep
or your face.
Is so like I've got to have sleep
mm-hmm.
right, and I can only sleep on my side. So I'm like, it's just one of those things I'm going to have to. Hope.
Silk pillowcases will help with like the
yes.
lines on your face too,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
your hair.
Exactly. And yeah. So, you know, they're coming out with some really cool pillows. Somebody sent me one on Amazon to where it's kind of like, it comes up on the sides. It's the
yes, type of pillow you have. Yeah. So like yes. my, so when Training I lay down, rooms. Like my, it's like my head is cradled.
Yes.
Oh
yeah. So that I'm like, I'm less likely to move and it's more comfortable for me to lay yeah. on my back.
So, so yeah. she's never going to have wrinkles.
Yeah.
I know. And also a silk pillowcase.
Exactly. And I'm really happy because I'm an ocean person. I love it. I'm glad they're getting rid of the straws.
Yeah.
Because for 20 years, our biggest nemesis is everybody comes in wants their smoker's wrinkles done. And back when I got started, we'll just put filler in them. Well, the problem is that filler after a few years kind of started lifting. And so it almost looks like ruffles, like ridges. These women have strips where they're not bad idea. But it's better to peel or do retinols there or just don't use a straw.
It's so funny though, because they're like, oh my gosh, use a straw so your teeth don't get
stained. So I told them, and I know you drink red wine, you drink coffee. It's better to bleach your teeth. It's cheaper than use a straw and try and figure out how to fix your wrinkles.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up because so many people, especially like on social media, they're like, oh my God, I even drink my coffee out of a straw or my wine out of a straw because I got my teeth whitened or whatever.
And they walk in. I'm not a smoker, but I don't know, but I got all these really deep wrinkles on my, it's like, do you use a straw? Yes. Like, that's why. Exactly.
You're like small cylindrical things in your mouth. Yeah. That's what's going to cause that. No.
I even, thank goodness they have those Yeti glasses and things like that. A lady, she goes, well, I've got, you know, this germ thing. I don't like to go to restaurants. I said, well, take a Yeti, a glass, your own, and just have them fill your own cup if you don't, if you're not trusting on that. I said, it's that, or do you want us to, like, you know, burn your lip off every few months? It's like, you're not going to get anywhere.
I can't imagine living that way, though, where I'd be so afraid to even use a cup at a restaurant. I'm like, I don't know.
There's germs everywhere. I don't care. Right. I don't even look at the glass.
Like, who pumps your gas, lady?
Exactly. There's so many levels of germs. Yeah. It's like, I don't want wrinkles, so.
For real.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I did a really, really good job. My 20s and 30s, you know, skincare, I spent a lot of money on really, really expensive creams and things like that. And then when I turned 40, probably when I should continue it, I stopped not doing it, but just spending the money, going to like a cheaper product. And I don't know if it was because I'm like, I'm 40, I made it, and I don't look old. But also I'm like, I gotta retire someday, and I can't continue doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, I've had people like, I didn't even spend about $1,000 La Mer. I'm like, why? You know what you could have spent on, you La know, Mer, right there. Yeah. So there's not an active ingredient in there.
Yeah.
So you're paying for a French product.
Yep.
And the problem is they can't, by law, put any active things. So you're just spending the name.
The name.
You're
the
better
name.
Off getting like a prescriber.
So you could have gone and got a prescription of Retin-A, you know, or a vitamin C that was a 20% and done way better. And like I said, you will save your money on, just buy Neutrogena wipes. That's what I've always used because I'm tired. Some Cetaphil, and just buy one key product that's anti-aging. I'm really big on eye creams too, because don't neglect your eyes. Yeah. I mean, I can't get
and
on
like
at night.
All around.
Around in a big circle, really thick. Because
I do too. I always have, but I'm starting to see lines now.
Yes. I for sure have crow's feet when I smile. Well, I smile lines or whatever, but. Yeah.
But even the little things. If you're going to go outside, wear a hat. Use sunglasses. I mean, don't squint. If your eyes are going bad, get some eyeglasses, you know, because otherwise you're just going to make it worse. And every wrinkle, honestly, is preventative.
Yeah.
You know, you're making your own lines.
Right. Clearly. Yeah. Look at Victoria Beckham. Yeah. She's like, the reason why I don't smile is because I don't have wrinkles.
Exactly.
Okay?
There's some of us vampires that are out there, but it's because we go to all those little extra things. I trained myself to sleep on my back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I might look like I'm dead in the bed.
But I won't have wrinkles.
I won't have wrinkles.
Okay. So, and then I was going to ask too, like, obviously, you know, use Neutrogena wipes. That's what I use too. Like, whatever. Neutrogena Pond's, whatever's on sale. Take off my makeup. I would much rather almost pay for like the creams or the serums or whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about makeup?
Makeup, what I learned, which was important, and it's about the clogging of your pores.
Right.
And we always were told by our dermatologist, Clinique was actually the worst one out there for oil and things like that.
Yeah.
That's gonna, because we treated a lot of acne.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The bare minerals kind of stuff is a better for your skin.
Okay.
So I use MAC. So MAC is fine.
Okay.
But basically is if you have oily skin, stay away from something that's going to clog your pores. Of course, I am drying out because of, you know, I'm older.
Right.
So I actually need more oil.
Okay.
So for me, I learned recently, it took a lady giving me a facial in Florida, kept telling her, I said, you know, I'd go to these dry climates. I'm even putting coconut oil, Vaseline. She said, well, do you take fish oil? I'm like, no.
And she's like, internal.
Internal oil. Yeah. And I never knew that. And I should. I'm a nurse. And so the moment, it took about probably a month in consistency of fish oil. And all of a sudden, I could tell a difference in all of my skin.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It was so supple. And I'm just, I didn't take it because, A, it's fishy.
Yeah.
Many people complain they burp it up and it's awful.
Yeah. They make coconut oil capsules too. So you could take those too.
Yeah. So just something, because it is big pill.
Yeah,
and
like
I don't like to take
it every day.
It's
like
it's gross. So that's why I didn't take it.
Me all day yesterday. My mom gave me one and I was like, Ma, does that stop though after a while?
No.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's not fun. But I stopped for a while because I just, you know, you fall out of your habits.
Yeah.
And I could tell all of a sudden it's like, oh, my skin's really dry.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm in Florida and it's humid. What's wrong with me?
Right.
So I was like, oh, fish oil. So I went and bought my fish oil again. And I like them because you can tell difference in your hair. It almost feels crispy and your skin just feels dry.
Yeah.
And then when you take it, things change instantly.
Yeah. The same thing I noticed with like internally ingesting like collagen and stuff like that. Bone broth and
correct.
All that. Yeah.
Yes. It all does work. People don't think it does, but definitely, you know, and especially I got a lot of women asking too. Luckily I went through it. Your hair starts falling out when you get older.
Yeah.
So it's really important to biotin, you know, a hair, skin and nails kind of thing, because it does get thinner just because the hormones are just, they're horrific when you hit 45, 50.
Well, they're depleting essentially because you're about to go through menopause.
Yeah. So do you research and figure out what you need and take those and prevent you from going bald, or do you wait till you're bald and then have to go through hair transplants and this and Bossly PRP and, you know, so I'm more prevention. So the moment I started seeing my hair thin out, I freaked. Bought the collagen, bought the biotin, hair, skin, and nails, and went on the
all
of a sudden, I've got all this new baby hair and I was like, "What are you doing?"
It's like, and then like all these angel hairs around your face,
exactly. So this was happening today, yes, and it's all curly.
I mean, that's good. I mean, it's
good.
It means it's working, right?
It's working.
Right.
So it's about prevention and not fixing things down the road.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter if it's your skin, your hair, your body.
Right.
There's a cause and effect.
Yeah, be proactive as opposed
to
reactive. Yeah.
Correct. So, I mean,
so what about dermaplaning? Do you ever get that done?
What's it called?
I did it once. I'm not a fan of it.
Dermaplaning.
So it's a blade. I used to actually perform it for my dermatologist. So basically, and it was kind of scary.
Because it's all the rage now.
It was a rage in 1999.
Sure, yeah. Right.
So it's scary because like the old guys that used to get their clean shave, that's what it is. It's a blade.
A straight razor.
And what we're doing, we're just taking off the hair. So women that are fuzzy.
Me.
They want the hair off.
Yeah, yeah.
The only problem is you're going to have to, once you start it, it's kind of like shaving your legs. Yeah. You have to keep going with it because the hair will come back coarse. You can't stop. And so I had that in my head on top of my face felt really a... Does that make sense? Yeah, where just nothing went on right.
Yeah.
Right.
But basically, it's just taking hair off and little skin cells.
Sure.
I told my husband, if I'm ever in a coma, you're going to have to make sure the hair is tamed
plug it
on my face.
Yes.
You're like, pluck it out. Mustache. Thanks.
Yeah. So as in something, you could sit at home with a razor and do the same thing if you want to. So
you're
not going to get a benefit. I mean, it's just taking off the hair and stuff.
Right.
But if you did dermaplaning and added a chemical peel on top of it, then what that'll do is it'll make the chemical peel penetrate a little bit deeper.
Right. Oh, okay. Because you're essentially like taking off the first
little slough
of skin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you like dermaplaning, then save the money and just go shave your face.
Right.
Yeah. But invest in a chemical peel. Or what I started doing in my 40s was radio frequency. There's sonogram now. But what it does is it plumps your own collagen. It's deep heating. It's very painful, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But they do have that now. So you're not going to have any really downtime.
Right.
But they've got one that you do yearly, the Ulthera, which is been out a few years. It lasts 3 years. But it's also something newer out there that a lot of people aren't familiar with that don't do.
Okay.
So I'm one of those people. Once a year in the winter, go get a chemical peel, do a tightening, maybe do a photo facial, you know, that also. Because the thing is, you've got to do things for your chest, your décolleté, and your neck.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
And a chemical peel doesn't go all the way down to your boobs.
Unless you ask or just get, you know, like some tightening procedures, because what ends up happening is you've taken care of this, then you hit 45 and this is not matching and it looks horrific.
And then your hands look like you're 80.
Exactly. And so there's no surgery for the neck and décolleté. No. So it's important to hit this. And
you say that so well. Thank you. Every time I read that word, I'm like, what does that say? Décolletage? What's happening?
Décolleté, that's right.
Yeah. So, man, there was something else I was going to ask you, and I can't remember.
Well, I want to ask you about your bodybuilding, because I think that is so fascinating, how you got into that.
Oh, alcohol.
Yes.
Yes. Let's talk about alcohol. How do you feel about alcohol?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm French and Italian and Spanish. Red wine is not bad for you in moderation. One or two glasses. To me, it's heart healthy. There's a reason. I've traveled all over the world now very recently. Yeah. And over there, you don't have people that are overweight and dying of all the diseases we are, because they eat more Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
And they drink a lot of red wine, which is a natural blood thinner. We have a problem with, well, let's just pop an aspirin, you know, or this for blood thinners to prevent strokes and heart attacks. But then these people are ending up with side effects like ulcers, bleeding ulcers, things like that. Right. So I love red wine. You've got to watch, of course, your hard alcohol, let's say whiskeys and, you know, things like that. They are drying to your skin.
Right.
It's not going to hurt you. You know, I tell people, if you're going to have injections, as long as you're not doing a lot of red wine the night before, which is a blood thinner, just know you're going to bruise. I know this. If I do an injection and I'm purple, well, I had my wine last night. I'm not going to give up my wine just to get an injection.
Right.
But it's a person. You know, you can have a beer, things like that. Just know you need to be drinking water.
Yeah,
you know, it's 105 outside. We're already dehydrated just walking out the door.
For
if
sure.
you're going to have some cocktails, you know, just be nice to your skin. Just know, okay, I'm going to need a hydrating facial or, you know, something extra because I just dehydrated.
Yeah.
But unless you're an excessive partier, smoker, drinker, club 24/7, yes, it will show up in your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say smoking is probably more detrimental than drinking to your skin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
definitely.
Because it, like, limits the oxygen in your blood?
That, and also the, I don't know what the word you would use, when you smoke...
The cessation of smoking?
No, the fumes that come out, they're toxic.
Okay.
So that's when you're smoking,
it's going to, like, penetrate your skin.
Yeah, in a toxic level. And that's where you see the skin changes. You can always tell people about that smoke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The texture's different. And then the line, they have a lot of lines. It almost, like, increases wrinkling quicker, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The texture's different from a non-smoker.
You can tell a smoker.
Versus a non-smoker.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm orange peely, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It gets, like, rough and, like, calloused almost. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're saying whatever it puts off after it's been smoked is toxic, I guess. Yeah. Kind of like if you lived in pollution.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. So we're not moving to Chernobyl.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about your bodybuilding.
Yeah. Okay, that was random. So I was working for my plastic surgeon, and my neighbor across the street, they had just come out with this fitness kind of bodybuilding thing, and so she decided to compete in what back then was called figure.
Okay.
So she was going to the gym and, you know, cooking, and we had one of those friendships to where she had the key to my house, and she was always cooking and coming over and leaving food and et cetera. I did not work out back then. I worked at the hospital plastic surgeon and had cheeseburgers and fries every day.
Right.
So I wasn't the workout person. Never worked out a day in my life.
And how old were you at this time?
39, getting ready to be 40. So, I went to her competition, and I watched her, and I thought, wow, I'm kind of overweight, you know, I was a mom, you know, raising my daughter, and so I'm going to say I was probably a good 135 back then. 5'5 is not good when you're short. And I didn't watch what I ate. I worked in a hospital, so we just hit the cafeteria, and it was always bad food.
Yeah.
But I went and watched her competition. And I thought, well, that kind of looks good. So when we got back, I said, do you mind if I kind of start hanging out with you at the gym and kind of watching what you were doing? Because she had a trainer.
Yeah.
And kind of eating when you do. I need to lose some pounds. So it's like everybody else at that age is like, yeah, we got to lose some weight. So long story short, about that time, she was going through a divorce, and then I ended up going through a divorce, and my daughter was getting ready to go off to college. So I was getting ready to be the empty nester. I only had one daughter.
Yeah.
So I had lost a crazy amount of weight in 12 weeks and ended up with a six-pack, which ironically, I was working for my plastic surgeon. He's like, oh, no, you'll need a tummy tuck and this, this, and this, which I'm glad I did not because I saw the scars.
Oh, my gosh, and, yeah, they're horrendous.
They're horrendous.
Even still now.
They are horrendous.
Yeah, they're massive.
They're massive. But the unfortunate, of course, she's eating tilapia and we were talking asparagus. Right. But in 12 weeks, I lost probably 15 pounds and ended up with a six pack, which is crazy enough. And the shows were coming up and they just created a new division called Bikini.
Yeah.
She was doing more of a figures, a little bit more bodybuilding physique-ish, more muscle mass.
Yeah.
Bikini was just going to be a softer, look great in a bikini, curvy kind of thing.
Yep.
And it was a huge convention at Dallas. And it's by height, and I was getting ready to turn 40, and I entered, and I placed third. So as long as
in your first show.
In my first show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So top five gets to go to national division.
Yeah, yeah.
So nationals would
NPC.
Be NPC. So nationals takes you to, like, Pittsburgh and, you know, New York and New Jersey. And so I did nationals. I competed for 7 years. So got a lot of first place, second place. And did that.
And you didn't do this until you were 39. That
and
is
so I stepped on stage incredible. August and turned 40 in November.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I just, at that point, you know, my daughter already went off to college. And so I had enough time to dedicate, you know, but I was still working full time
for my prep. Yeah.
Still working full time for my plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
You know, I had a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday with him and I'd get off and train at night, you know, from 6 to 9 and then compete it. So I enjoyed it. As I got a little bit older, it got harder, you know, and then I took the job teaching injections, which had me on a plane every other day.
Yeah,
so I was
that was hard.
It was hard because I couldn't, believe it or not, find gyms in certain cities. Sufficient gyms.
And hotel gyms are a joke.
Exactly. Yeah. No, definitely not. And then also eating clean.
Yeah.
I'm used to having Whole Foods or something. In a pinch, grab a chicken breast.
Right.
But you're in a small town that has a McDonald's or a Dairy Queen.
Right. What are you going
to
do?
And there's the only gym is you have to have a card thing, then you're in trouble. So when I got more focused on work, and I couldn't keep it up, basically.
Sure.
So it just, and then
But you did it for 7 years.
I did it for 7 years. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
That's
made,
amazing.
Made my physique look really great.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I have not competed in 3 or 4 years, coming up on 50. Muscle does have memory.
Sure.
So believe it or not. So even when I gain 5-10 pounds, it comes off real quickly and I can control it with diet.
Yeah.
So the muscle will stay and takes a long time for it to go back to the original state. So
yeah, for sure.
Getting older, even quote menopausal hormone, it's not been hard. I've had some fluctuations. I recently went to Ireland and chowed down on fish, chips, bread, beer, whatever.
Potatoes
nonstop for a week.
Yeah.
And yeah, I gained some pounds, but I got home.
Went back to normal.
Went back to
dial it back in.
Dial it back in, ate some clean food, and did a workout here or two, maybe twice a week.
Right.
And boom, it's gone.
Right.
So that's the cool thing is face, same thing. I went to the Florida Keys last week and by accident, and of course, I'm in my workout class, and I'm there to see museums and all this tourist stuff. Well, guess who did not have her sunscreen on while she was in and out of her museums and got torched? So I get home, I'm like, oh, my God, I have sun damage. But I know that I can come December, get a chemical peel or a photo facial, and I didn't ruin my last 40 years of, you know, what I did.
Yeah,
I got, you know, some sun damage, but I just peel it off, and then I'm fine, and then Sherry's going to wear sunscreen going forward.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just got to realize it's not overnight, and then you can't fix it overnight.
Yeah.
And if you have a boo-boo, then you can fix it real quick.
Right.
So there's just, it doesn't matter what you did. Yeah.
So I want you guys to talk about eating clean. And the reason I say that, yes, we all know what that means, but not everybody does.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of,
there's a difference between eating clean and eating for a prep.
Well, and our listeners, it's a very diverse, you know, group of people out there. So talk about eating clean, what that means and the importance of it.
Okay. So I get this question a lot from everybody all over. Cause like, oh my God, you look good. You have an amazing body. Well, yes, I did work out and initially eat clean. So my eating clean is number one, it's the sugar problem. Mm-hmm. So we've got to sit here and look at sugars. Fruits have a lot of sugar. I love pineapple, peaches. Those are no-nos. So if you like fruit, you're going to have to do more like berries, like blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Low glycemic,
definitely. So I drink water, I drink unsweetened tea and coffee, and I do have my wine. The cool thing is there are so many fitness wines out there now that they've pulled the carbs, the sugar, and stuff.
Yeah.
There's one great
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, Bethany Frankel. Yeah.
Yes. So I drink one called Fit Vine. I get it at Whole Foods.
Yep.
So that's my cheat. No juices. So if you're going to go drink, like margarita, I get asked out cocktails all the time.
Yeah.
I will either get a skinny margarita where you say, can you just do some lime, Topo Chico, right. or some mm-hmm. vodka or something.
Yeah.
Lay off that. I'm not going to say guacamole is great.
Yeah.
You know, just watch the queso. There's a way to eat clean. So our goal is cut out the sugar, up your water. You're supposed to be drinking half your body weight in ounces in water a day.
Mm-hmm. At least.
At least.
Yeah.
But no soda. Sodas are the worst thing. And then also what I've learned, no Splenda, no Sweet and Low,
right.
things like that. Because what happens, it'll mess with you. Diet Cokes are worse than regular Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
It messes with your glucose.
Yeah.
Which that makes you hold on
and
to fat.
That's what people don't understand is like, especially, they say that aspartame doesn't have the same effect, but it still does. It still
does.
Affects you.
Yeah.
Anything that's
it's
sweet.
Arsenic.
Whether you do yes. like, Splenda, Stevia, anything. Any kind of artificial sweetener mm-hmm. still gives your body the same type of reaction as it would if it had sugar.
Yeah.
So you're almost like doing yourself even more damage if you're yes. having artificial sweeteners because you're like, oh, but it doesn't have calories.
Yeah.
Well, but your body says, oh my gosh, this is sweet. So it's just like
not
sugar.
Not only that, exactly. It's like, oh my gosh, it's poison.
Yes.
Especially like Sweet and Low and things
yeah,
like that.
It's poison.
It's poison.
And those Mio drops, I see a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
It's like, just go get you some fruit and just soak yeah. your water in it or something.
I put a little bit of honey.
Yeah, honey be fine. I mean, you can do more all natural stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. more, you know, guava and things
yep.
like that. But
yep.
That's
no boxes.
One.
I always say, too.
No boxes.
Don't buy anything in
no
a box.
Frozen.
Yeah.
A container. It's got to be fresh.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I tell people, if you're trying to lose weight, don't eat any carbs after 3.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to do carbs, you know, I like more like sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes.
Yep. Right.
The cool thing is now they have, I love cauliflower stuff. So like say Trader Joe's,
cauliflower
pizza.
Everything.
That's what
yeah,
we're making
pasta.
For dinner. Cauliflower
oh
pizza. Just look
yeah,
at you.
Exactly. Or, you know, spaghetti squash is a great
oh,
substitute
have you
for
had
spaghetti.
That?
Oh, yes.
So
oh, yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I love putting just like, garlic. I split it in half. I bake it. I put garlic and just a little bit of, olive oil on top. And then when you shred it.
Yeah.
It's like pasta.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
So things like substituting that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, because it's going to get you, your breads are going to get you, your pasta is going to
yeah.
get you, of course your sweets and stuff. But I mean, it's not like you're depriving yourself of everything. You just make it in a healthier way. Like
right.
my daughter's got the baby. And so she said, I want to make him some pancakes. All right. Well, instead of doing Aunt Jemima,
yeah.
let's go ahead and Google recipe where you're using either oatmeal ground up with some coconut flour. Let's
yep.
make it a healthy pancake.
Yeah.
Right? That
you
way
can even
get
do
some
bananas.
Nutrition.
Yeah. Bananas
yeah,
and eggs.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes, two ingredient pancakes.
I do that too.
And
yeah.
you're like,
when
it's not Bisquick.
Yeah. And so when I competed,
yeah.
that's something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Healthy. So you're not starving. It's quality versus quantity.
Right. For sure. And it takes a little bit of homework and it takes a little
yeah.
bit of work. Like, cause I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
So,
you know,
like other people, you know, my clients will come to me and they'll be like, well, I really want to do this or I really want to do that. I'm like, okay, first of all, let's diagnose. let's be realistic about what it is that you can't live without,
right?
Because like some people, their vice is Cheez-Its or
yes.
licorice or whatever, like whatever the case may be, like, replace those with some healthier options.
Right.
And then that way, when you have those things on hand and you're like, oh my God, I need to have this, you have a healthier option instead of being like, oh my gosh, whatever, I quit. Like I'm going to the store and I'm buying all this crap. And
right.
then I come home and then I feel like garbage.
Yes.
Like just be realistic about it.
Well, even the other day, which was kind of cool, I love Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop and get my avocados, but they have yucca chips now. So
yeah.
they're so
right.
alternative to... And even getting the yucca cut up veggies
yep.
and stuff like
yep.
that'll give you your crunch
right.
if you need something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
and you can bake those to make yucca
yeah.
fries.
I love
which,
yucca fries.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
so good.
So plantain. I mean, there's
oh my god, plantain.
So it's not like being clean is
no.
gross.
Or it's not
or,
about deprivation either. Like
no,
you still get
definitely
to have
not.
Things.
Exactly.
You just have to be smarter about it. Those
yeah.
freaking plantains at Fogo de Chão. Tishon or whatever. Yeah. It's so good.
Well, even when I was in the Keys, you know, you get grilled fish, you know, guacamole is fine. You just make cleaner choices. Yeah. Eating out is not hard, you know, if you're at home.
It's really not if you know what not or what to stay away from.
Yeah. So, and it's common sense, basically.
Well,
so.
And you don't feel deprived. Like when you eat things like fresh fish or like guacamole or whatever, and, you know, maybe lay off the chips or whatever, you feel like so much better. And then once you start, like, eating those foods, you start craving those foods, and then you don't crave, like, the terrible foods anymore. And then if you do say, hey, I'm going to have a piece of chocolate cake every, you know, once every, like, couple of months, you don't feel as terrible, but you're always, you're also like, oh, I want to get back on track. Like, oh, okay, I had it. That's it. I'm over it. Now I'm going to get back on track and eat my healthy foods again.
Don't miss it. It's the, I think it's the first 30 days. The first 2 weeks are the hardest.
Like the detox.
It really is. Yeah. I gave up bread years ago. I don't even remember. It's been 2, 3, maybe even 4 years now. I just don't really eat bread or pasta or anything like that. But I gave up alcohol 90 days ago. The first 2 weeks was like so hard. And it wasn't even hard from the like, oh my gosh, I need a drink. It was like, this sucks, man. Everybody's having fun but me.
Right. Everybody's drinking but me.
Right, right. And then now it's been almost 90 days. I don't even care. I've been to concerts. I've had late nights out.
We're like, guys, I can have sober fun.
It's true though. Yes. Like I don't even miss it at all. And last night Brad's like, come on, just have a glass of wine with me. And I'm like, I really don't
want
it. Yeah. Like, I really just don't even want it at all.
90 days?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I'm really, and I don't miss alcohol at all. Like, at all. So when I go out, I do a little bit of, I do club soda, which is so bad for you, but whatever.
It's not bad for you. It's just bubbles.
It depends. Some of them have a lot of sugar in them. Yeah. So you have to get a good brand, and most of the, like, bars in place don't.
Soda or tonic?
Tonic's got the sodium tonic is sugar and soda is salt.
Okay, so club
I do soda.
Okay, so it's club soda, a little splash of cranberry and lime. Okay. And I feel like I'm having a drink. Yeah. And most places don't charge me.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly.
They really don't.
Yeah.
So that's it's the cheap, best
part.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah. Whenever I go out, I'm like, soda water, please. Thank you.
It's so funny.
Keep them coming.
But anyway, I don't miss it. And I don't miss bread, ever. You can put bread in front of me at a restaurant, and I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing. It's just funny too. Get past the first month.
Yeah. Like if I ever go to like a Mexican food restaurant or something and like a client lunch or something.
Yeah.
And they put like chips and salsa on the table. I'm just like,
oh, I didn't say I gave up chips.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, let's make sure we all understand.
I did. You did not.
I did not give up corn chips. Nope.
No.
Yeah, but you can make them healthier and get the yucca chips now. So,
Which are so good.
But when you're at a
so
Mexican
good.
Restaurant, it's limited. That's a little bit different.
Shapiro's obsessed with chips and salsa.
Obsessed.
That's her.
I am too.
Oh, that's your vice.
It is. It is. I love it. Yeah. And I will even put extra salt. Yep. It's fine. It's
delicious.
Like I gave up all the other things. I gotta have a little
for that.
Exactly. I gotta have something.
I can't give up those.
So funny. So I do want people to be able to find you for Botox and all of your services and everything. So say the name of it again, but also spell it.
It's P-E-R.
Okay.
Sempre is S-E-M-P-R-E.
Okay. Perfect.
Bella.
Sempre. Bella.
Which means forever beautiful.
I love it.
In Italian.
That's so beautiful.
And where are you located?
It's by the Galleria Mall area.
Oh, okay.
So off the tollway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got an Instagram page. That way a lot of people always ask for before and afters. So all
we'll
the information's
tag you.
On there. Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All the info on there.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we will tag that so that people can find you if they want to.
Yes.
Are you accepting like new people? Or are you pretty booked?
I am booked. People are already booking for the holidays. So probably going to
have to
give me
a... For the holidays?
Yeah, well, I've had my clientele for 15, 20 years.
Get it, girls.
But, well, and that's the busiest time of year. And so people already know sometimes when their Christmas parties are, you know, they're flying to go see mother-in-law so-and-so. They're going to take photos in Hawaii for their Christmas cards. So when you've had the same clientele, you know, they have their important dates. So they go ahead and pre-book out.
So what you're saying is I need to get on your calendar for November now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just because
you said book yourself now.
Like, what you say?
Depends on, do you like Thanksgiving or do you like Christmas and New Year's? So, you know, some people just, you know, they have their things and they go on their trips and they have their dates already. And they're already booking. So, yes, unfortunately, sometimes it's a week to 2 weeks to get in. Sometimes somebody cancels and you're not going to squeeze you in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No. this is like crack.
it's like legal crack.
It's legal crack. Well, it's just like going to Mac and getting your makeup done for a picture, you know, versus you're at home trying to like get your eyebrows on straight.
I know, man. Yeah, the struggle every day. I'm like, how are they today? Are they even? Are they congruent?
I love it. Well, we thank you and appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming. We've been trying to do this for a while and this, you know, she's the world traveler, so she's always going somewhere cool.
Yeah.
So thanks for doing this.
Get it, girl.
That's so, what I'm going to end the note is like what I've learned is you've got to also don't wait until you're 70, 80 if you want to travel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your body
sure.
catches up for you with you, and then you're not able to go out and see and do anything.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that a lot lately.
Yeah. So. I don't want to have any more kids. Important. I just want to travel.
Yeah.
Or you put it off, and then you
take
don't
care
actually.
Of my face and travel.
This is terrible, but you don't make it. I mean, this happens to a lot of people where they retire and then they're going to travel, and unfortunately, something happens and they don't ever get to travel.
Yeah. My last trip to Ireland, I saw a lot of people that are on canes and things like that, and they missed a lot of the trip because, you know, stairs and, you know, trains. And planes and
It is a lot.
Yes.
Well, give us a quick plug, please.
Sure. www.biggirlpantspod.com. We are also on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Alexa,
and
iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
And for sure, please subscribe and leave us a review. We would love to hear your thoughts. If you like us, what you don't like, what you want to hear about, all that.
Please. You can email as well, biggirlpantspod@gmail.com. And I guess until next time.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.